How's it going, everybody? My name's Ryan. Welcome back to your Daily Nerd Devo. Oh, and spoilers for WrestleMania 40. If you haven't seen WrestleMania 40 yet or don't know how the show ends, don't listen to this Devo yet, because I'm gonna spoil the crap out of the end of WrestleMania 40 now. You've been warned. Don't try this at home. Sorry, you get the shtick. Don't worry about it. So, this past weekend was WrestleMania 40. Two nights of some of the greatest wrestling in quite some time, and it culminated around one final match for the WWE Universal Championship between Roman Reigns, your tribal chief and reigning Universal Champion, and Cody Rhodes, the man who for back-to-back years faced Roman Reigns at WrestleMania for that championship, hoping to complete his story. That's what they've talked about for a year, is Cody Rhodes completing his story, his dream, his desire to get that big belt in honor of his father, the gone far too early, legendary American Dream Dusty Rhodes. I think Cody's story has been fascinating, but that's not what I want to talk about. After the match, spoilers, which Cody won, he is now the Universal Champion. Congratulations to him. Excellent match, great show. There's this moment that's, I think, probably wasn't seen on the pay-per-view, but was shown in clips later, and I think you can see it on YouTube in some form or fashion, of just all these different people coming to the ring to celebrate with Cody after he wins. His mom, a lot of his family, and a lot of wrestlers that have been an important part of his career over the years. Guys like Randy Orton, John Cena, Sami Zayn, I think was out there maybe. LA Knight, pretty sure Kevin Owens was out there. Triple H, in the long run, came out also. It's just a lot of folks who have had an impact on his career, or he's had an impact on theirs. And I just thought it was cool. That's not something you necessarily always see after big matches, is who comes out to support you and to celebrate with you. In my life, and this is going to be, Ryan dumps on himself for a minute time, so buckle in. I have a hard time watching others be successful, especially when they're being successful at the thing I want to be successful at. It's hard for me to just be supportive and congratulate them for doing well, which should not be difficult. Just because they're doing well at the thing I want to do well at isn't a reason for me to be jealous, to not be supportive when things go well for them. Something I need to work on. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 says there's a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. But I think that's a group thing. When things don't go well for people, you support them. You cry with them. You mourn with them. When things do go well for them, whether it's the thing you wanted or something else, you laugh with them. You dance with them. You thank God with them for the success they've seen. Multiple, like half the people in the ring with Cody probably, or very close to it after that match, could all easily hold that championship belt. And setting aside the whole wrestling is fake, wrestling is scripted, yada yada. There are a lot of people in that ring who could easily have that belt and easily be jealous that at the end of WrestleMania 40, they weren't holding that belt up as the new Universal Champion, but they weren't. They were there supporting their friend, celebrating with him for his success, scripted or otherwise, I know. Work to be there for people in good or bad, whether it's the thing you wanted that they got or not. Support them when God is moving in their life, when they need you to cry or to laugh. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Daily Nerd Devos every single weekday, subscribe to the podcast, coming out with us on the Facebook page of the Nerd of God Squad, or the men's and women's small groups, the Fight Club, and Vault 31. More info at nerdofgodcast.com. I'm Ryan for the Daily Nerd Devo, and congratulations, Cody, on finishing the story.